What's going on, guys? Rule number one, teamwork. Oh, let's get right to it, guys. Zombieland, double tap. Action.
What's going on, Movie Talk fans? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan 680.
I'm Angela, that cat lady Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk. This is our review of Zombieland, double tap. Zombieland, aka part two, guys. 10 years later in the making, where we see our very favorite four zombie killing people come at it again with evolved zombies now. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a ride.
You're listening to Alamo City Movie Talk.
What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan 680.
I'm Angela, that cat lady Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk. Movie Talk for movie fans, guys. We're bringing the movie world right into your ears, devices. Oh my gosh, zombies all over again, guys. 10 years later, there's still zombies on Earth. Can you believe this? Zombieland? I mean,
where are they going to go?
Right? Exactly. Let's get right to it, guys. Our review of Zombieland Double Tap, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get right to it. So first off, I will say this. Personal thoughts in my head right before seeing this movie was I had a frustrating day at work. I was tired all day. And I was just like, oh, let's get through. I wasn't like, oh, it's going to be a bad movie, because, I mean, I did not think that whatsoever. But this movie got me a hyper mode. Like, it just got me intense.
And it
got
me,
yeah,
it was a real pick me up.
Yeah, after a long week of work, this movie really did help you. And it really, if this happened to me, I'm pretty sure it's gonna happen to every single one of you moviegoers out there, because this movie was truly phenomenal. And it was another great, intense, fun film. I mean, I'll say this again. I really did enjoy this movie, because it left you at the edge of your seat. You're all like, no, no. And then laugh again, and then laugh again, and then laugh again, and then no, no. And then laugh again. And now I'm just repeating myself over and over.
I liked the chemistry between the characters. It was beautiful, because their jokes were so natural.
Yeah.
Like, they're and so personal. Funny.
It was so personal, because they're a family. You know, they're a family of four. Let's be honest. They're all family. And that's all they got, you know, from the first one. 10 years from the first one. Can you believe the chemistry is still there, guys? I mean, we see everyone, of course, older, more mature. Woody Harrelson, who's now just phenomenal in general with just HBO. I mean, we could go on and on about his career now. Academy Award winner now, Emma Stone. I mean, La La Land. I mean, just, we could go on and on. Jesse Eisenberg is Jesse Eisenberg, which is funny, because now, after doing the Lex Luthor role and everything, this movie just felt natural to him. It wasn't forced. It's his character, you know?
Well, I feel like the character kind of fits his style of acting.
Yeah.
I had my problems with the Lex Luthor casting, but that's another story. But I feel like the character, the way he's supposed to be in this movie, like, he fits perfectly in that.
Yes.
It's so funny.
Yes. Oh, most definitely. I mean, we got the four main leads, guys, and you know, it just, you could tell that everyone's grown, you know, everyone has more mature look on them too as well. I don't know, I feel like Woody Harrelson looks the same to me. I feel like he just,
I mean, you could tell he's like obviously older, but I haven't seen him age in such a long time.
Right?
He looks
the same,
which is really good or really bad? I don't know. I mean, as long as he's not getting older, looking really awful, not taking care of himself, I think he should be fine. But he looks the same as he did for a long time.
I saw him. I keep seeing him every now and then, because HBO will do like these you know, montage to their old stuff. And when he did True Detective, I was like, man, he looks the same. Like, it looks
the same. It's crazy. He just stopped in time.
Man. Okay, so let's talk about this Zombieland. You know, Double Tap. Was it really? Do we have to go into this world again? I mean, it just, I'm gonna say yes, because it was truly great to see a new take. For, I guess, I don't want to say new generation, but new take just for our current time, our current, you know, our right now. Like, I want a sequel. And let's be honest here. This is better than a sequel, than the recent sequel we just saw, Maleficent 2, of course. But,
well, I mean, to be honest, like, zombie movies are zombie movies.
Yeah.
Zombie shows. Like,
we know what to expect.
We know what to expect, right? When it comes to zombie apocalyptic, like, plots.
Well, know? Then again, coming off of the first one, you know what to expect already. We know the comedy, we know the sense, we know the style of it. And I love it, because it really did capture that same momentum of the first one. And that's the beauty of it. that's the awesomeness of these movies, is that, you know, as long as you can capture the same style, the same fatigue, the same chemistry between the four main leads, or if you kill off somebody or whatever, it doesn't matter. As long as you have the main characters interacting the same from the first one, that's great. And not just that, but they have a history of showing it.
Well, what,
history together.
What I like is that in this one, I don't remember if they explain it in the first one. They don't really go into much detail of how this started.
Yeah.
And they don't go into this detail of, like, there's this conspiracy government facility that, you know, made this happen. They don't have to do that. They don't have to explain that. They just focus on the characters and their story, their adventure as they're surviving, you know, the wasteland that's, you know, the world. Yep. And I like that personally because it gives room for humor. Yep. It gives room, you know, to see all these, you know, different things that we, you know, don't usually see in a zombie movie.
Yeah, and that's most definitely, because I mean, this is a unique movie of its own. It is a zombie movie, but it stands out on its own because of the characters, because of their chemistry together. I mean, we'll say it again and again, their chemistry together really did help carry this movie, because they just, their punchlines, their rules, Jesse Eisenberg's rules.
Well, I feel like all the characters themselves, and even in different movies, like, they can give those punchlines, they can give those natural humorous comments or like sarcasm, and to have all of them do it at the same time to each other is so funny, entertaining.
Yeah, it was really, I would say that as well. This is directed by Ruben Fletcher. And so, I mean, just to see this time and time again, I mean, he did make the first one, so I was happy to get the same director to, you know, when things happen, when things go very well like this, when you get the same director. And that's a really good sign, because it shows that this person actually cares about the story, wants to continue it, and you're trying to land. And let's be honest, Hollywood's all about making money, but when you have the same director, it just shows a lot of appreciation right there, because he really wants to come back, not just do more projects. He wants to come back and do the project right.
But yeah, and do it right, like you said. Exactly, like, not just kind of,
not just to make money.
Zombieland's a brand, let me just do a second one. Yeah. No, he actually wants to, you know, make it a good continuation of the first one.
And then right off the bat, guys, the opening scene, we did get a little distinguished. We're not gonna mention any spoilers, by the way, so this is a non-spoiler review. We did get a distinguished of new zombies in this one, which I really did like, because I kind of already knew that already, obviously from the plot, you know that already. And we got a sense of it kind of in the trailers and everything, because we're all like, well, there has to be a reason why they're leaving, you know. It has to be, there's another adventure unfolding right here. There has to be.
Well, from the trailer, I didn't get evolved zombies, but it makes sense, because, you know, obviously the world's a wasteland.
Yeah, they had to kick it up a notch.
Like, they're traveling, and then even they establish, like, they can have, like, a base or a home.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, how if they're basically stuck in, like, one place, where can they go from there? So it makes sense. It makes sense that, you know, they needed something
to add.
Yes.
You need to add some seasoning.
Just a little bit. Yeah. And it actually made sense, you know? Yep. I totally agree. I would be curious how, you know, these zombies evolved, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
But, again, I don't think they needed to go into that detail. No, all they really need to do is, this is the new threat.
Yep.
And they see it, and then now
have fun with it, because it's almost like we're in a video game with them. It's just like that's the way it feels like, and I'm pretty sure every movie goer could agree. Like, it just, put it on the comments down below if you don't agree, but I mean, I'm pretty sure you agree, guys. And put it on the comments down below if you agree. That it just feels like we're in a game with them, and just like, oh my gosh, you gotta survive. So I will say this too as well: the opening fight of this movie, the opening scenes of this, the opening credits of this movie is freaking great. I'm not gonna spoil it whatsoever, but I really do love the opening scene of this movie, because it really explains what we're getting into and what the world that we do love from the first one brings it into this one, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really great to see all of them back together again. Yeah. Right out the bat, because you're smiling right out the bat, you're having fun, you're laughing, you're just joking around, everyone's laughing in the theater with
you're
you guys.
Entertained,
yeah, you're entertained for the max, for
you're
sure.
You're kind
for
of
sure.
like nostalgic, because you're like, oh, there's these characters again. Look, they're more mature, they're more like badass.
Yeah, there you go, guys. I'm gonna say this too. They do still keep up with the zombie kill of the year, which I really did like. I really did love that a lot, because that's a really good chemistry to keep going. They kept doing the exact same thing. And here's the thing, though. When you use the same, I guess, I don't want to say rules, but the same situations and such, like, it just, I loved it, because I was just like, it works out. For this case, it does work out.
I like the rules, because they kept inserting it as part of like a joke.
Yeah.
And it was so funny the way they would just like have the rule here or there.
Yeah.
And it is just played into the joke. Yeah.
It was just randomly. Actually, I loved it too because the words were actually, while they were walking, the words were right there. And I love that a lot because it
The animated graphics of the rules were
really good.
Spot on.
Really good. Again, it says the edge of my seat as well. I really did love that a lot. So I'll say that. Was this the one that we needed? Yeah, right.
I would say why not? Do we really need another zombie movie? But Zombie Land, like the brand and continuation for the first one. Definitely. I think that was such an enjoyable first movie that why not?
Yeah. You know? Most definitely. I'm gonna say that as well. Yes, most definitely, guys. I would say that this is the movie that we deserve. Actually, it was a really good runtime. We're at a runtime of an hour and 39 minutes. Actually, a pretty darn good runtime. I think that's not too long, not too short, and that was a really good runtime. I liked it.
Walking out of the theater, I can't imagine what more I would have liked to see.
Yeah.
And I can't think of anything I would have taken out.
I like it too because I feel like there's a story to be told, and that's it. Here's a story, and here's for what it is, and it's a work of art.
It didn't have any parts that, to me,
were dragging,
or I'm like, I don't see the point in this.
Yeah, exactly. And it all made sense. The characteristics between them, the character development in this movie alone was freaking phenomenal. Like, you thought the first one was character development, the second one is as much character, but double.
And even though, like, the characters are older, more mature, they've gained experience, wisdom, they're still growing. And you see them from start to finish. Like,
that was really great. Yeah. I love that a lot in this one. I did love this a lot. Now, ratings 1 out of 10. What are you going to give this? Rating 1 out of 10. 10 being the highest, 1 being the lowest. What are you going to give it?
That's so hard.
I'm going to give it a solid 8.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a solid 8. Maybe a 9. It really was an upper for me, I guess you could say. Like, it really got me up. It got me hyped up. Got me ready for this review, guys. I'm going to say, screw it, 8.5. I'll do 8.5.
I wouldn't say it's any more than 8
for
me. Because I don't personally...
You don't like zombie movies, though.
I don't like zombie movies.
And that's the thing, though. I don't like zombie movies that much. I'm not a zombie hardcore fan like I know other people are.
But given that, I'm not a zombie fan. I really enjoyed this film.
Yeah,
and that says a lot. I really think it's kind of on par with the first one.
Yes.
Because typically when we have sequels, I usually walk away not as entertained or satisfied as the first one. Yeah. But
this one was just as entertaining.
Just entertaining, me?
Maybe a little bit more. Maybe a little bit more. But we'll find out, guys. You'll find out. Yeah, there you go. So you
let
give
us
it a,
know.
Yeah, you give
think.
It an 8.
I give it an 8.
Okay, 8. Awesome. I definitely recommend this movie, guys. Animal City Movie Talk does... You recommend it, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, Animal City Movie Talk does recommend this movie, guys. Be sure to check it out at theater. I'll say it again. Like, I hope maybe a Zombieland 3. Maybe we'll see it. Maybe. There's so much speculation here, and we don't have any confirmed yes, no, maybe so. This is depending how much money this makes this weekend. Hopefully, it makes a really good amount of money because it came out at a great time, Halloween time. October time, and it just has to face off against Disney Maleficent, but I feel like that's not really... I feel like the adults are going to take their kids to go see this one, and then the adults are going to leave the kids at home and take them to go see this one.
It's definitely a different audience.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's definitely a different audience.
That's why I said, hey, you know, the adults are going to take their family.
Not necessarily just the adults or the family. I feel like a lot of teenagers or young adults, maybe without kids, may like it too.
So
I feel like it's not just like families with kids.
I'm just saying, like, in general, like, because it's facing on Maleficent, a Disney movie, so you're gonna have you know, the kids are gonna want to see Maleficent. They're like, all right, let's go see Maleficent, take the kids, and then leave the kids at home, let's go watch Zombieland Double Tap.
Millennials, Zombieland Double Tap.
Zombieland Double Tap. All right, guys.
Kidding. I think they kind of poke fun at something like that.
They do on small little current events. They do a little bit. And we're not going to mention it whatsoever because it's going to spoil it. And I hope you enjoy this movie, guys. I'm definitely going to buy this movie. I mean, I'm going to buy this probably when the double feature, I guess you could say. And because I haven't bought the first one. I did not buy the first one in this. But I'll probably get both of them on digital copy and everything because I really am excited to collect them. I'm really excited to collect this one just as much as the first one because I am a movie collector and I just...
But would you buy the two of them before you know for sure if they're going to have a third one?
I don't know. That's a good question.
He's a big fan of collector...
Yeah, I am.
...edition. So if there's like a trilogy and there's like a collector's pack, he is a super fan of that. So... Yeah. That's interesting. We will see.
All right. All righty, guys. Thank you for making us a part of your day. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D. Aknol Ryan 680.
Manja at that cat lady Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Be sure to hit that subscribe button. Give us a thumbs up. Be like a review, guys. Thank you for making us a part of your day. By the way, guys, podcasters, be sure to check out on our podcast wherever your podcast can be found, guys. Apple, iTunes, Radio. iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, wherever podcasts can be found. Stitcher, we are there, guys. Even tell Alexa to listen to Alamo City Movie Talk, all right? You have yourself a wonderful day, guys. Thank you for making us a part of it. Booyah! Double tap! Hello, everyone. Thanks again for listening to our podcast. We truly appreciate the support. Be sure to also check us out on YouTube, guys, where we do strictly movie reviews. Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for all of your movie news, reviews, and our special giveaways and contests, guys. You know what to do, and you have yourself a wonderful day, and stay classy, San Antonio.